Boxes are piled high in Ann Hickman's hallway. Family photos peek out from behind the stacks in her one-bedroom Indianapolis apartment.
I got damn near 40 boxes sitting in the hall where I can't put up no Christmas decoration. I ain't no room.
Hickman says it's worth the tight squeeze. Those boxes hold the fluid she uses for peritoneal dialysis, or PD. While she sleeps, a machine pumps the fluid into her abdomen.
So it connects right in your belly?
Right here. It's connect right here.
And then it cycles the fluid through?
Four times. These things here be pumping and pumping and pumping, and it drain, feel, four times.
Toxins leach into the fluid during the process, and when she wakes up, the day is hers. Hickman is 74 and retired after a career in corrections. She stays busy working security at a local high school, and she has hobbies.
I go to bingo. I go to casino. I work puzzles. I crochet. I do everything to keep me happy.
And she's been able to keep that lifestyle even after her kidneys started to fail. She blames the naproxen she took for her arthritis. And when she needed to start dialysis last year, Hickman did not want to get standard hemodialysis.
You're weak, you're hungry, you're tired, you're sick.
Hemo patients travel to a clinic three times a week and spend hours there while a machine filters their blood. So when Hickman's doctors gave her a choice between hemo and peritoneal dialysis, it was a no-brainer.
I said, well, put me on that one. And that's what they did.
Hickman is unusual. Only 10% of patients get peritoneal dialysis, according to the most recent government report. But given the option, more patients might choose PD over hemo. PD patients have more freedom. They actually tend to live longer. And it's cheaper. It costs Medicare 15% less to treat a PD patient. So why isn't peritoneal dialysis more common? I put that question to Dr. Stephen Guest. He's medical director for Baxter, which makes dialysis supplies. And he wrote a clinical guide to PD. The answer?
Patients are just frankly not being told about a home dialysis option.
And what's driving that?
Well, let me go back.
In the 80s and 90s, many people were concerned that PD was riskier. Guest says Medicare reimbursement favored hemodialysis. The money was in hemo.
There's a lot of construction, a lot of building of dialysis units, and they need to fill the chairs.
Use of PD declined. And Guest says that affected how doctors were trained.
They were exposed less and less. Therefore, they may not have confidence prescribing it or even talking to patients about it.
So the industry has been slow to adjust, even as the research showed that PD is a good option. There are some signs of change. The number of people on peritoneal dialysis has increased. And in 2011, Medicare altered its reimbursement, which encouraged even more use of PD. But barriers remain. Dr. Melissa Anderson, a kidney doctor in Indianapolis, says physicians still make more money from hemo.
I can go to a clinic and I can see 20 or more patients in a few hours, and your billing and reimbursement is significantly higher.
And I mean, does that in your mind push doctors to keep people on hemodialysis when maybe they shouldn't be?
I think that would be tempting to do.
And patients themselves might not want PD. For instance, Anderson says she sees about 25 patients on hemodialysis. Do you think any of them could be switched?
Yeah.
But she says many of them have been on it for years.
And so they're very used to that, and they're comfortable with that.
Anderson says if they're told about it, new patients may choose PD over hemo. That's what Ann Hickman did.
You like this better?
Oh, hell yeah. One time a day. Well, at night. Love it. Yeah. For the simple reason, you ain't tied up.
Even at 74, without functioning kidneys, she says she can still do anything she wants to do. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.